With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump addressed members of the National Rifle Association in Texas a day after campaigning in Minnesota. Trump's pledge to continue to defend the Second Amendment and has called himself the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House. He recalled the famous line from his popular television show years ago.
To achieve the future, you have to march into the voting booth and you have to tell Crooked Joe Biden, Joe, you're doing a horrible job. You're a horrible president. Like The Apprentice, Joe, you're fired. Get out of here, Joe. You're fired.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House this past week delivered a rebuke to President Biden for pausing a shipment of bombs to Israel by passing legislation that seeks to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson charged the White House as playing politics while the Jewish state fights for survival.
Joe Biden is turning his back on Israel and trying to dictate to the prime minister there, Netanyahu, and his team, how to prosecute the war, how to defend themselves. He's trying to micromanage their effort there. And that is completely counterproductive, and it's also dangerous.
The White House has said that Biden would veto the bill if it passes Congress, and the Democrat-led Senate seems certain to reject it. The Los Angeles DA will not charge rapper Sean Combs in connection with the 2016 assault of Cassie Ventura, claiming the statute of limitations had expired. Combs can be seen in a recently released video from a hotel grabbing Ventura, throwing her to the ground, kicking her, and then dragging her away. Six people are dead, 10 more injured after a wrong-way crash in Idaho Falls. Police say Saturday morning a pickup veered into oncoming traffic, hitting a passenger van filled with people. This is SRN News. Target tries to split the difference on Pride Month. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach on Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association is being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section on beach rules. New Jersey said the ban violates state beach access laws. But the association says it's within its rights to keep calm on Sunday mornings. This is SRN News. Police have concluded their investigation into the suicide of Boeing whistleblower.
A former Boeing manager who raised safety questions about the aircraft maker and was found dead after several days of depositions in South Carolina took his own life, police said Friday. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead March 9th. Barnett was a longtime Boeing employee and worked as a quality control manager before he retired in 2017. In the years after that, he shared his concerns with journalists. Barnett said he saw discarded metal shavings near wiring for the flight controls that could have cut the wiring and caused a catastrophe. He also noted problems with up to a quarter of the oxygen systems on Boeing's 787 planes. I'm Bill Alexander.
Seize the Gray is the winner of the 149th Preakness Stakes. Saturday, eight horses ran the event at Pimlico Course, and for the first time in 85 years, rainy weather forced them to run on a muddy track. More details at SRNnews.com.